Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Physic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. Yom Shlishi, the ninth day of the month of Elul here in the United States. It's about time we started announcing and sharing for all of our callers in Israel, I guess maybe some in Europe too, I'm not sure what time space is there, that it is Yom Revi'i, the 10th day of the month of Elul in Eretz Yisrael. Today's day 697, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for all of the chayalim, for all of the brave soldiers. They are successful in their mission and all return home safely to their families and all in need, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Kaplan of Congregation Ohav Tzedek, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English, and then Rabbi Kaplan will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Kaplan will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the name of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Tehillim Call reminder email, and I see many have signed up over the last week. Welcome. So excited to have you be a part of this incredible program. Subscribe, you could do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim Call to get the daily email and to sponsor a day, a week, a month, any part of the daily call. You can do so for any occasion, for a simcha, to commemorate a yahrzeit, or just because at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. And finally, I just want to thank my dear colleague, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, for filling in for the past week. Had a great trip to Israel for Simcha, for my niece's wedding. But I also very much, like a daily, for each of you who have been with us, especially since the beginning, you could think for me, on my end, no matter where I am at 1 o'clock, even on Shabbos, for some reason, it always stands out. And so it's great to be back with everybody. And again, I just want to thank Rabbi Abramowitz for filling in, as well as each of the rabbanim, each of the rabbis who spoke during my absence. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Yashar Koach to you for all that you do, to be mechazek us, to give us strength. And Ruchim Habayim, welcome back and mazel tov on your Israel trip. This coming week, we have Parshas Kitetzeh, Parshas Kitetzeh, when you go out to make a war, a battle against your enemies. And it is noteworthy because the last three verses, the last three psukim, deal with Milchemes Amalek, the war at Rephidim, when Amalek surprised and attacked the Jewish people, the Bnei Israel, on our way out from Egypt. And it is one of the six remembrances that each day many Jewish people recite at the end of their shacharis, at the end of their morning prayers, their tefillos. And we are introduced in these three psukim, in these three verses, to the mindset, the pernicious hashkafa of Amalek, mikra, happenstance, this element of randomness, asher korcha baderach. We are told by Hashem that they happened upon you on the road, meaning Amalek wished to affect a response from the Bnei Israel. Here they are feeling exuberant, exulting in the Exodus, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. God remembered them after hundreds of years, And here comes Amalek and says, you think you're such hot stuff? Here we go. And they attack us. Of course, Baruch Hashem, thank God, that did not have the effect that Amalek desired. But nevertheless, Ledore Doros, for eternity, this is what Amalek is about. We see Haman, throws the poor, the lots, Purim, to affect the same happenstance, Amalek pernicious outlook. Time and time again. So if Mikre, happenstance, is such an unholy mindset, why pray tell in our own Parsha, in the same Parsha Kitetse, earlier on, we are introduced to a very strange but very beautiful mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, how we send the mother bird away even multiple times before taking her young or her eggs for consumption. And incredibly, Ki Karei Kansifor Lefanera, Lefanecha Badera, when you are on the road and you, Ki Karei, you happen upon a nest of birds, but that's the same word, Ki Karei, as Asher Karcha Badera. Amalek's sneak attack was with the intent of randomness, mikra. So how can it be that we somehow undermine and contaminate this beautiful mitzvah, this commandment of sending the mother bird away that we are given uniquely, along with honoring our parents? We are given yitavloch, varachta yamim. It's going to be good for you. Your days will be lengthened for the performance of this mitzvah, this commandment of sending the mother bird away. Then why do we introduce it with that same pernicious yikare happenstance? And I believe that the Kansipor is meant to teach us the reality and the truth behind Amalek, the fact that Amalek's pernicious hashkafa, their mindset of randomness, is a lie. It's sheker, it's false. The fake out, that even when we as humans cannot perceive the hand of God, the Yad Hashem, in our lives, in our world, that's owing to our own humanity. In other words, the fact that we live here and now, in real time, precludes our ability to comprehend the end game that God has in store. And even when we are, as we are now, as Kol Yisrael, encircled and encased in a choshech, in a palpable darkness that we feel, both in Israel and for Beis Israel, the whole house of Israel, wherever we're living, even here in America, we feel the choshech, that darkness, the Sinas Israel, that palpable hatred of the Jewish people, and we don't see an end game here. We are so immersed in the moment. And yet, if we will hang on to the lesson of the Shiluach HaKan, Ki Karei, when you're out on a little tiyul, out in the hills in Ricketts Glen, Pennsylvania, hiking, and you stumble upon a nest of birds. Well, you didn't see it coming. And in fact, the halacha, the rule is that if you knew the nest of birds was present, there is no commandment. There's no mitzvah, Shiluach HaKan. It has to be davka explicitly that you happen upon that nest of birds. Well, from the human side, it was happenstance. But from Hashem, from God's side, it was mizuman. That beautiful mitzvah, that nest of birds was waiting for you to happen upon. So this is the incredible insight that our Torah is giving us by paralleling these two mitzvot in the same parsha. And it's telling us always, always, when we stumble upon something, when something occurs that seems to us from the human perception to be random, Mikra, poor, a lottery, never a lottery. It's always the Yad Hashem. We live in Elul now. Anila Daviva Dodi Li. Hashem loves us. And he wants this intimate, incredible relationship with each of us. And so while we may feel an absence in our world, and rightly so, of the Yad Hashem, of God manifesting his hand every single day, there's so many little moments of awe, of light. Think about the Hezbollah pager miracle or the 12-day miraculous war in Iran. These are little moments, rays of hope, of awe, of light. And if we will hang our hats, our yarmulkes, on those moments and understand that, yes, We're in darkness, but there will be Redach v'hatzala yamoda yudi. There will be this incredible light. That just within Purim's confines all became known at the end of the story. So too, the attack of Amalek at Rephidim, the attack on October 7th that brought the darkness into our world, it will surely end, I promise you, with Or LaYudim, with a bright, shining, blazing light for the Jewish people. B'meira, b'amenu, amen. We're now going to recite together Tehillim, Psalms, beginning with Tehillachah, Psalm 20. Namenatseyach mizmor leDavid yanfa Adonai v'yom tzora yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov yishach ezrcha mikodesh umitzion yisadeko yizkor kol minchosecho v'yolasecho yedashen efelo yiten lecha kelevavecho v'chol atzasecho yimalei Neran nanab Yeshua Sacho B'Shem Elohein Nigdol Yimalei Adonai O Mishal Osecho Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneinu Mishmei Kodesho Bivuros Yesha Yeminoho Eile Varecha Veile Basusim Vanachne B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Eima Karov Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisoda Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. Psalm 23, Chaf Gemel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi, bovechsar, binos desher bitzeni, amei menuchos, yenaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini, bemagle tzedek, leman shemo, gam ki eilech, begeit salmaves, lo yirara, ki ato imadihi, shiftecha umishantecho, ema yenach amuni, Tarok b'panai shulcha neged sorerai, Yishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revayo, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, V'shavti b'veis Adonai liorech yami. 121. Shir l'malos esaynai ele harim e'ayin yavo ezri, Ezri mim Adonai osei shamayim v'ovaretz, Ayitei l'mot rak lecho, Ayanum shemerecho, hineh lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisroel, Adonai shemerecho, Adonai tzilecho, al yad yiminecho, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balaylo, Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecho, Adonai yishmar tzeisecha vovecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Psalm 130, Tehillah, Kuflamet. Shir ha-malos, mima makim kerasicho Adonai, Adonai shima bekoli, diena oznecho chashivos lekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmaryo Adonai miyamod, ki imecha haslicha, leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi velidvaro hochalti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishamim l'boker, shamrim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, yim Adonai achesed v'harbeim ofedus, v'hu yifta es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Lastly, of the Psalms 142, Kuf Membes. Maskil l'David b'hilsev amara sifila, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai esfanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav, agihid. Bisatef olai ruchi, viata yadata, nisibasi berech, zu, achalech tamnu, vachli. Abed yamin rev, ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenavshi. Zohakti elecho Adonai, amarti ata masich el ki, beretz achayim. Akshiva el rinasi ki delos miyod, atzileni miratva ki amnu ki amsu, mimeni, hotziya mimaske nafshi lahodos es shemecho, yakdir tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, first in Hebrew and then together in the English. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanusinim betara uvashivya, Omdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha.
Amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzeh mitzara lervacho me'afeh lo ra, u'mishibir l'gula, hashta ba'galav izman kariv, v'nomar ameh.
In English, together, please. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. The Mishaberach, for the members of the Tahal prayer, the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avasenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzva HaHagana LiYisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLovanon V'Ad Mimar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lavo HaArava, V'Chol Makom Shehem B'Yavasha B'Avir U'Bayam. Yitein Adonai Esayvenu HaKomim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Eschayalenu, Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, Mikol Negel Machalo, Yishlach B'Racha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Yedeihem. Yadber Sonenu Tachtehem, V'Yatrem B'Kesir Yeshua, V'Teret Nitzachon. V'Kuyam Bahem HaKasu, Yadonai Eloheichem Halalechi Machem, Lihilachem Lachem Yimai Beichem, Loshia Eschem, V'Nomar Amen. And the prayer, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avasenu, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe Aharon, David Shlomo. Hu Yivarech, V'Yishmar, V'Yinsor, Es Nedri, Tzva HaGana L'Yisrael, U'Shvuyav, V'Yes Kol Achenu HaNesinim, B'Tzara U'Vashivya, B'Avur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh HaZeh, Mispalel Ba'Avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'yotzeim mechoshech v'tzalmabes, u'mosrei sehem yinatek, mimutzuko sehem yoshiem, v'yishivem mehera l'chek mishpicho sehem. Yodu l'adonai chasdo, v'nif l'osav l'ibnei adam. V'kuyam bahem mikra shekasu, u'pidu'ye adonai yishuvun, u'vau tzion berina, v'simchas olam arosham, v'son v'simcha yafigu, V'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'namar, Amen. And lastly, the Mishaberach, the special prayer for the Cholim. We'll have the pause. Please say the names of your loved ones. If you have the mother, that would be ideal. Mishaberach avasenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech v'Yirape es HaCholim es Achenu kol beis Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imalei rachamim aleihem v'achlimam rafasam lachuzikam l'chavyosam yishlach bahem mehera refuah shlema min ha'shamayim v'chol v'yirein v'chol gilein b'soch sha'ar kol Yisrael refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. So great to have you back on the program, and we look forward to having you back in Yirat Hashem in the near future. Also, thank you to our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, for all her coordination behind the scenes. Thank you so much. Always appreciate everything you do for the Daily Call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, a prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shinechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope. To all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.